Good evening, travelers of the night. Welcome back to The Stranger, where the immersion of an audio drama meets the chaos and uncertainty that is Dungeons & Dragons. Today, we're joined by Shane as Trevor.
A short fuse with a screw loose with some major heartbreak blues.
Matt as Nihilus.
Largely haven't forgotten that there is still light at this point, but he's carrying around a skull, so extra eyes for tonight.
Asteria as Dr. Glass.
This is my real voice.
Lies. And Ari as Esperanza.
Let's kiss these scotch eggs.
Today we're also joined by Ben from the Emerald Collective for his last session with us. The Emerald Collective, if you don't know, is a D&D 5e storytelling group. You can find all of their details and more at thestrangerpod.com/emeraldcollective. Ben, any last words for our listeners?
I was wrong. My brother is heavy. Dead bodies weigh a lot.
Very well. Let's begin. One more PSA from post-production. In this episode, we've edited down the session, focusing on the key moments to ensure a tight and exciting narrative for our YouTube and podcast release. The full episode is over 2 hours long. For those of you who love the full uncut journey, including all strategic discussions and character banter, the entire session is available fully edited exclusively to our Patreon supporters. Thank you for your support and being a part of our epic journey.
Thank you. Thank you. Bust out of the door of this bunker, and they need to run and find the others.
Just as you arrive, so you see a pot of tea having been completed by Nihilus.
Esper bolts in, like they practically crash into the room, and they're still like they're wiping their eyes a little bit.
If you wanted the cup, you could ask.
I need a map. I need a map. Are there any maps here?
Yes, of course. Maps. Multiple of them here.
I need to see.
And he grabs one from the satchel and, you know, carefully lays it about while holding his tea, and he starts to fold out the edges very neatly and carefully, trying to put them on the room, on the table.
Esper's like snatching the spares and like flinging them open too.
Oh my.
You pour through the maps, and as you go from one to the other, you see Port Hillcrest, you see the island, and you see the Citadel.
No. This one. And she starts, like, hammering a finger down on the spot. Ink? Anybody?
And he snaps his finger, and a magical quill suddenly appears in the air, and it floats slowly towards you.
Snatch it, circle it, scratch the ink over the parchment. They're here.
Now, what's interesting is, the map you see displays the levels beneath the spire. And you see the upper level and detail depicted. You see the second level and some detail depicted. On the third, where the wealthiest and noblest of people will live. This map doesn't have that detail, but you know the space that you just circled is precisely where they are.
They're still alive. He hasn't killed any more of them.
Take a breath and talk us through it. You had another one of your visions, I assume?
I just plonked down in a chair. I tried again, and I saw through, Dr. Singer. I saw through Dr. Singer. She's okay.
You're sure?
She's okay. And I could see Augie, and I could see Father Patrick, too. They're alive. And I think, Dr. Singer, I think she knew that I was watching. She got him to give her a map, and she pointed to it for me, and I could see it, and it's there. It's right there.
No, Hattie, what a genius.
Yeah, this is some of the best news we've got in a while. Omar. This is great work.
Yeah, we can't go to her house, though. He's gonna be watching her house.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest, though.
That's what he asked, and that's what she answered.
He?
The man. The man who we met out in the wastes. The man who wants...
The hunter that was after us?
Who wants Isadora to go to the Citadel. Yes, him.
Wait, so, just a question. How close... The spot that she circled, how close to the Citadel and the University is this?
How close, you might ask? If not in the spire and beneath the ground.
Citadel's right on top.
So he would reach Hypatia's house before us if we both left right now.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Well,
if the hunter is away, then that's our best shot, right? Because honestly, I wouldn't know what to do with him if we not even face off against him. The sheer power that he was carrying with us, I've never seen anything like it. I've read miracles about it eons ago, and it's out of a fable. It's incomparable raw power. It's, if he's away, if he's watching Hypatia's house, that's our chance, possibly.
Yes, if she's lured him away, then...
And you're sure about this, Esther?
What I saw, yeah, that's what they talked about. He didn't hurt her. She was very smooth about it.
I'm not surprised.
You have a tremendous gift, and I know better than to question it.
Thank you, Espen.
Right. Yeah, no, that just blew whatever we was doing wide open. We know where they are, exactly where they are, and, well, we got an idea of where they're going. So, what do we do with that?
We have to find out how to get in there, underneath.
I can't tell if we should go straight there, or if we still need some place to regroup.
This is a bit of a wild theory, but I remember seeing the blueprints while we were out into the salt wastes, and the sheer amount of facts that we've recovered. There's a particular material, the orb that we have, that used to be mined and...
Yes.
Incredibly vast amount. If there would have been that many resources into it, we will be passing the salt mines as well. And if this place is in the spiral, I could bet. I'm not allowed to be a betting man, but if I were, then I could bet that there would be underground tunnels or network at the very least. That you would you know more about that?
Edmund mentioned that too.
Where's those? Yeah, just prior to Matt saying to you, if that was something that existed in world, would that be something that Hugh may have ever heard about, rumor or fact or otherwise?
Hugh, it's interesting. It's interesting to you. It's interesting to a lot of people that Crow Perch, an island with more salt than one could hope for in a lifetime, has a salt mine. Now, why would that be needed? What you know about it is there are no workers you've ever met who work at that mine. There's no free passage to it. There's no caravan that ferries workers to the various places, the chemical plants, the foundries, the farms. There's none of that. It's a bit ambiguous, that salt mine.
Well, if there are tunnels, I've never heard of a strange thing with the salt mines. I've never met a miner who worked there No one has, as far as I can tell. They're not manned.
Not ones?
Not by anybody that the big wigs want us to know about. All I know is that no miners I've ever met or heard of actually work there.
Maybe they're manned by skeletons and creepy helmets.
Well, I could believe just about anything after what's happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, man, I don't even know if that's a joke.
It was just more of a reference to that factory we were in that was manned by skeletons and creepy helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Whatever it is that's going on down there, they don't want a risk of anything getting out. I mean, they like to think they control us, but there are cracks.
And wait, in that factory, didn't... Nihilus, that's what you meant. Didn't we find blueprints that indicated they were mining something besides broom?
Indeed, I tried to study them to the best of my ability, even with all of my expertise and years of travel, and I could not figure it out. It would take an entire team, a couple of fortnights in a row in order to study it, in order to process, in order to build that vast, large material. It is, they were building this extraordinary machine in order to mine vast and vast amounts of hard, raw material very down deep to, that is the best of my guesses. But why?
You feel in this moment, as the anchor is dropped to the ship, it comes to a halt, and you're near shore. Emil Broder, he steadily takes his slow steps down from the nest and into this room. We're here.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let me try and cobble this together. It ain't salt. It ain't broom. I mean, if there was something I wanted to keep secret, I wouldn't let people know about it. Maybe it's something like that orb. That one that Dredgewell had, the one that you got on your cane there. Something that
Felix said it was being. He might have used the word mind, I'm trying to remember, but found, at least, on this island in great quantities.
So,
now that we're talking about it, it's strange that we haven't encountered more of it from the way he told it. This void stone, or whatever it is, that I think we have to go investigate these mines. It might well be a path.
You think maybe this mine has been picked clean, or you think maybe there's still some nuggets for us to dig up?
Emil, do you know anything about this? Why were you kept so isolated? What did Faust want with you?
Faust knew of my power. He knew everything, and he tried to get me to, and he looks like he's starting to shut down.
Forget your name. I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrogate you.
No, it's okay. What I know about Faust is not as important as what I know about this island. And the people in charge, they're doing a really bad thing. They're finding artifacts. And some of them are very powerful. What you say about the mines, I've never been there, but I believe it. And also, it's at the base of the mountain. The mountain is high, the spire is high, and if you want to go underground, You could start from the lowest point. Maybe the mines are the lowest point.
Oh.
Do you know if anyone's come looking for you, Emil? It seems to me like the Van Thorns might be collecting us. I know that's likely why you were sent here in the first place, but... I mean, the Van Thorns have my aunt, and they've sent this man after me. Could they just not find you because was
they didn't want
hiding
me.
You?
They didn't want me because I was unpredictable.
Hmm. Good boy.
Trevor, you had a thought?
No, I was just following the leader here. We can't go over, so we go under. We do as the miners do. Go through these mines, we see if we can't... I mean, all the fancy pants are down at the bottom. Mine's just the halfway point. I'm sure there's got to be some connecting those lowborn with the folks'... with them in the mines, right? We go through there, we might be able to find a back door. We don't even have to go over. We don't have to use a flyby. We ain't gotta make ourselves conspicuous. We can just slither on through.
Exactly.
With the saturation and everything else, if the Belowborn, if they can avoid going above ground, they will. Why wouldn't they build tunnels? Look, I don't know what you're here for, and I won't be going with you. I have to take my brother, see him put to rest, and I have other matters that I need to attend to. Things that I want to set in motion, but it does pique my interest. It seems to be the same old story. The powerful want more power. Whatever they're doing down there, under the earth, it's about power like it always is. Control. If it has to do with these mind powers, well, what they want are slaves, and what better way than to control someone's mind? Look, I don't... Like I said, I don't know you people. I want to believe that you're good people and that my brother died for a reason. But most people die for no reason at all. Doesn't make their life any less worthy, whatever time they had. And he is gonna take the manacles that he had. And as he is sort of preparing to step off the boat, he's going to take the manacles that he had. He takes his hammer and with a few swings of the sledgehammer breaks the manacles in the middle. And he'll hold up the splintered link of the chain in the middle, sort of press them together to see, you know, that they fit, that they align. And then he gives one half of the manacles to you. Whoever's nearest, he'll hand them to Trevor or whoever, you know. And he says, I don't know where I'll be in a day, a week, a month, a year. I don't know if what I want to achieve will come to pass. I hope that it does. And I don't know what form it will take, but I'm going to do my best to get the common folk to see the light rise up, and I'll start with the workers. If you start to see labor movements around the place, any agitators, well, I hope it's me. And I won't know where I am, and I won't know where you are, but if you see some rabble rousers and think maybe you want to find me again, or you learn anything about what's going on down there in the earth, give these manacles to those people. Give them my name, and hopefully they'll find their way back to me. If they do, I'll know that they're the half that I gave you, and I'll know you're trying to find me, and I'll do my best to find you. I hope that I've made myself harder to find than you are. I'd like to think I'm be a bit more inconspicuous. I don't know if that'll work. Maybe it won't. I'm not I don't have Roland's mind for these things.
We'll keep an eye out for you. We'll try.
And I wish you all the luck in the world, I really do. Because my brother died for this. Whatever it is.
Now, I mean, I don't know if you believe in fate or nothing. I don't even know if I do. But, the amount of times I've spent with the Doc, I think probably rubbed off on me a little bit. I think I do believe in reason, right? That now, I couldn't tell you if fate's what put us on this here island or kept us here. I need for me to decide. What I do know, what I believe, is that this happened for a reason. Whatever that had to go through, the process, it happened and we're here. You're here still. And the reason you're here still is because of him. So, don't let the fire go out. Don't let the rage die. And, he kind of shakes the manacle a little bit. You know? Invisible connections, right? Not quite as strong as family, but ain't nothing.
I'll burn the whole fucking thing down before I let the fire go out.
And Hugh, we see you step down the dock into the distance. Look back one more time before going your own way. Thank you for watching The Stranger, Old Scars. This was a great series with fantastic guests from the Emerald Collective and a story that just went off the rails in all the best ways. So thank you for listening. This episode is over 2 hours long and features a mind-bending scene from Esper in the beginning and a well-needed conversation over a campfire on our way to the salt mines. The entire episode is available to all of our Patreon subscribers, and we hope that you'll be among them, because it's going to take a long time for us to be able to recoup any of the money we spend producing this show, and this is the best way for us to do it. If you watch this episode all the way through, leave a comment on our YouTube video. I respond to every single one, and I will continue to do so until it becomes overwhelming or my fingers fall off. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.